We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Wednesday. Good to have you back on the broadcast today. We have a continuation of the Senate Judiciary Committee interrogating the nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. And the longer this goes on, the more impressive this woman is. This is just a perfect example of grace under fire as the Democrats bring out anything and everything to try to undermine this woman, and she is just at such peace. I mean, just watching her, you can see such a peace, a graciousness. And I told you where I would be, I think days ago on this program. I mean, I would get so sick of this, listening to these people bloviate. I'd tell them, you know, screw you. I know it's awful to say stuff like that, but I'm serious. Don't be coming at me with all this stuff. Projecting the ugliness in your own heart toward me. But in any case, and this is kind of an odd thing to share at the top of this broadcast, but I think it speaks volumes of who this woman is in comparison to the people who have spent hours researching, looking for dirt, whatever it is they're trying to do, looking for case history, looking for comments to try to in some way paint this woman as a religious extremist who's going to take women back to the dark ages. You know, I'm a person who really abhors hyperbole. In fact, I have a friend who just posted something a few minutes ago, just going on and on and on and on about how horrible the Trump administration is and the racism and all this other stuff. It's just nonsense is what it is. You have a political party that is steeped in nonsense, and I would dare say hatred. Throw that into the mix. So they've done all of this research. Here is this woman sitting there answering all of these questions, speaking from her heart, speaking from her history, addressing how she's dealt with cases. And this was really a cool moment during the hearing yesterday when Senator John Cornyn had a conversation. Now, you would think she's sitting there with all kinds of notebooks and everything, you know, to try to refresh her memory so she can answer these questions. Listen to this exchange with John Cornyn yesterday.
You know, most of us have multiple notebooks and notes and books and things like that in front of us. Can you hold up what you've been referring to in answering our questions? Is there anything on it?
That letterhead that says United States Senate.
That's impressive.
That's it. It's blank. Completely blank. So all of these people, they've got all of their talking points that they've coordinated with each other, talking about the Democrats, for all of the insinuations they can make about how she's going to destroy Roe versus Wade, how she's going to destroy health care for millions of Americans in just a matter of weeks. She has nothing in front of her except for a blank notebook. And the truth of the matter is, this woman, her intelligence, her wisdom, it really supersedes the collective intelligence and wisdom of every single Democrat on that committee. And I would dare say the whole lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill. It's really that bad. You've heard me make references before to my good friend Thomas Massey, who I think is one of the smartest people, frankly, on the planet. And it's really sad when you have people who are really, really intelligent and very wise. And frankly, they're surrounded by fools. That's what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. These people really are foolish. And I dare say, the manifestation of this, and I'm not saying all Democrats are evil. That's not the point that I'm making here. I am saying that what you're watching from the Democrats on this committee, it really is pure evil. Which takes me to a brilliant post by the fine folks at Babylon Bee. They've really nailed this one. They have really nailed this one. Democrats hiss in terror as ACB pulls out a crucifix. Oh my goodness. Amy Coney Barrett has eloquently defended herself through the Senate confirmation hearings. But as Democrats grew increasingly vicious, she was forced to turn to desperate measures. After several hours of hearings, Barrett pulled out a large crucifix and held it aloft. A light shone from the heavens, and the Democrats knew they were defeated. They shrunk back and began to hiss. No, cried Senator Richard Blumenthal. It burns us. Take it away. He dove under his desk to hide from its light. Ah! Screamed Senator Cory Booker. As I would add, screaming like a little girl, his skin sizzling at the sight of Jesus on the cross. I'll get you one day, Barrett. Looks like Booker's blasting off again, he shouted as he jumped through the wall like the Kool-Aid man in an attempt to escape the burning. Senator Mazie Hirono made a loud hissing noise and growled at the cross. Her head began to turn around and around like a demonic owl. And then she vomited pea soup. Oh, my goodness. Are these folks creative or what? This is what you're seeing. This is the perfect manifestation, description of what you're watching on Capitol Hill right now. This aspect of it really is good versus evil. I'm very careful about this. I do not draw parallels, direct parallels, Republicans good, Democrats evil. That's not what I'm saying here. But in what we're watching right now, this is a good versus evil confrontation. The folks on the left who are involved in these hearings are not interested in the truth. They're not interested in justice. They're interested in politics. And politics really has no place on the Supreme Court. But we know it's been there. It's been there for decades. And the tragedy is, too many Americans think this is normal. It's not. The goal here is to accomplish with the court what they cannot do through legislation. How many states would allow abortion to the extent that we now have, what, 60 million babies who have been killed in this country? 60 million since Roe versus Wade. How many states really would have participated in that if not for Roe versus Wade? And you want to talk about the court? Let's talk about things like the Dred Scott decision. Is that precedent that should be followed forever? You know where this goes. Much more as we continue our Wednesday broadcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Question for you. Are you registered and ready to vote? Find out and register if you need to at vote411.org. The rules are different in North and South Carolina, so don't miss the deadline. Have a plan to vote on November 3rd or by your state's deadline if you're voting by mail. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org. Over on the text line, this texter says the solution in pro-life versus pro-choice lies not at the Supreme Court. It lies in a constitutional amendment. Both sides are too lazy to use the constitutional remedy as founders gave us. Yep. Vince, the ACB hearings remind me of the first martyr, Stephen, in Acts 7, as he speaks the truth gently. And the Pharisees yelled and dragged him out to stone him. It's that's a little bit of a stretch, but I get the spirit of what you're saying, because it is true. These folks are angry, they're bitter, they're vicious, and frankly, they resent anybody who would stand in the way of their agenda. That's what they're about. Their agenda. And as you know, it has nothing at all to do with the Constitution of the United States of America, at least preserving it. They would be glad to destroy it. If you'd like to join our conversation today or any day, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, just for this program, especially for those of you in the upstate, 800-928-1110, 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I want to talk about the Senate race. Remember some days ago I told you what's going on here in North Carolina, and I made the comment, it would not surprise me at all if the revelation of the affairs, the sexual escapades of Mr. Kyle Cunningham, it would not surprise me at all if it really doesn't make a difference. I'm going to get to that in a bit. I do want to tell you the good news for Senator Tom Tillis. Putting out a letter from his personal physician giving him clearance to end his quarantine and resume in-person activities. Senator Tillis is also enrolled in an antibody study through a partnership with Atrium Health and Wake Forest Baptist Health that Senator Tillis secured funding for through the CARES Act to learn more about COVID-19 and how it's spreading. Senator Tillis also plans to participate in a study by UNC Chapel Hill that's the largest coordinated effort to study immunology and COVID-19 in the U.S., funded through the CARES Act to develop, validate, improve, and implement serological testing and associated technologies in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is a good thing. This is at least one of the appropriate uses of the funding from the CARES Act. It actually is directly focused on trying to find a cure, trying to find treatment. And Senator Tom Tillis is now able to not only participate in his Senate activities, but certainly the campaign, because this is one of those key races in the country right now. Millions of dollars have poured into North Carolina for both campaigns, for that matter. But this is one the Democrats desperately want to take this particular seat. They desperately want it. Here's what's interesting. Scandal hurts Cunningham's favorability, but still, he leads Tillis in Senate polling. What did I tell you, folks? See, I've said this before, I will say it again. I think the level of politicization of everything is so great right now. You could have a candidate who's killed somebody. And I think people are going to ask the question, okay, which side is that person on? If it's my candidate, I'm going to stay with him. This is where we are in this country. Because people really believe, and frankly, if we're honest about it, on both sides, that this election is so consequential, we cannot risk our side having one taken out. Not judging anything, I'm just making a statement of facts. Three polls, Monmouth, Morning Consult, WRAL, both show, I mean, all three of those show Cunningham leading by 4, 6, and 10 points, respectively. In fact, Cunningham has only trailed in one poll since the beginning of July, showing a one-point lead for Tillis, East Carolina University. That was done way back at the beginning of July. So again, if you believe these polls, Tom Tillis down by 4, 6, or even 10 points. This is after the revelations of Mr. Cunningham's activities. So if this is important to you one way or the other, probably a good idea to make sure you get out and vote. Because this could be a very close race. I would go on the assumption all of these races are going to be close. All of these contests in every state. My hope is that whatever happens, election night is overwhelming. And there's not much to fight over. That's my hope. My good friend Paul Sperry has put this out on social media. Real Clear Politics meta polling shows Biden suddenly losing ground versus Trump in Ohio, Arizona, Texas, and Georgia, among other key battleground states. Yes, my eyebrows were raised when I saw Texas and Georgia, more so Texas. Why should that even be anywhere near close? But this is 2020, and there's no telling. What is going to unfold in this year's election. Very curious to get your thoughts on the North Carolina Senate race. And let me ask you a pointed question. If your candidate were found, and specifically for those of you Democrats, I want to hear from you. What do you think about Cal Cunningham? Does it bother you? The revelation of these extramarital activities. We'll just put it that way. Does it bother you? And yet at the same time, are you at a place where we just cannot afford to miss this opportunity to take out Tom Tillis? Is that what you're thinking? Love to hear your thoughts, because I've seen a number of posts, and this is unfortunately where we are as a country. Rather than looking at standards, we're looking at current behavior based on our changing morals and our standards that are going downhill all the time. Well, Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump said that. So why should we deal with this any different? We've got a race to the bottom. Can we just acknowledge that that's what's going on in our country? We've got a race to the bottom, morally, ethically, just across the board. And this is not a slam on anybody. But you have to ask the question, what is happening to us? What is happening to us as a country? And I think it's an important and legitimate question to raise. Also on the text line. I'm laughing, and yet there's something sad about this. This texture said, Trump could turn the Lincoln bedroom into a brothel, for all I care, if it keeps Biden out. In reference to Cal Cunningham affairs, doesn't matter any longer. Compare women behavior of Trump and Clinton to Cal. If we can accept character of Trump and Clinton, Cal is a non-issue. Yep. This is where we're going, folks. Hey, Vince, Judge Barrett missed the mark when I asked her to hold up this legal pad. I wish you could have had some doodles on it. That would have been epic. See, I thought that's what, when I first saw this story, before I actually listened to the exchange, I thought maybe she was doodling on it. But it was completely blank. I mean, yeah, that was really epic. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely positively amazing. Still to come, we're going to talk about the NBA. You want to talk about ratings? They are cratering for the NBA. We'll have a discussion about why coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Over on the text line, this texter says, no, Cal Cunningham affairs doesn't bother me a bit. What we need to remember is let him who is not sinned cast the first stone. Uh-huh. Let us go to our calls here, beginning with Ken out in Fort Mill. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, my take on it is, and I'm probably not alone in this, I think that most folks who are voting these days and look at the people they're voting for, both left and right, are somewhat cynical as it relates to their moral focus. And so with that as a backdrop, and you're already cynical, and you're voting in 2020 for choices between socialism or capitalism, it wouldn't matter to me what morally the person I'm voting for is doing, if that's my choice. If I've got the choice of voting for someone who is moral and upright and a socialist, no. Does that make any sense?
Yep, I understand where you're coming from. You're concerned about what kind of governing agenda do they bring to the table.
Well, that's what I'm voting for.
Right.
I'm not voting for my preacher.
Now, I do want to raise this question. Are you concerned we're at a point in history where these moral aspects, these character issues, are no longer an issue anymore? I mean, it seems like we've reached a point where people are, we seem to be going downward in our moral expectations of people. That's just what it how it appears to me.
Oh, I agree. And if you look at where we're in as a country, doesn't that just mirror what we're doing as a country?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much. I mean,
I'm not saying that's a good thing, but the bottom line is we are where we are right now.
Yep.
So the context of our questions and how we're going to vote and what bothers us and what doesn't bother us is all in the backdrop of 2020.
Yep. Everything is certainly shifting. You're right about that, Ken. And I'm not being silly when I say this. So it's really not out of. I mean, let me make this question very personal. What if you have a hooker who is a constitutional conservative running as a Republican? You go for that? Just asking. Just putting that out there. Let's go to Stan. Good morning, Stan.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Oh, that's good. I have a conversation that I had with my dad. We agreed on almost everything except pro-life versus pro-choice. And my dad's reason for being pro-choice was he believes that the world's biggest problem is an unwanted child. So one day in a moment of exasperation, I looked at him and I said, okay, I'll give this to you. Well, a couple is pregnant. I'll let you support the child, but the problem is now gone permanently, never more to be brought up again. And he hesitated. I looked at him and I said, the reason you hesitated because the problem in your statement wasn't the child. The problem was the unwanted part. And a world that doesn't want children, whose economic system is so corrupt it can't afford them, is the real problem. And you can abort all the children you want, but the problem will manifest itself somewhere else until you address the real issue.
And what is the real issue?
That you got to adjust. No, there was a reason that we abort so many kids is because the world is corrupt. It's people who are self-centered and an economic system that is corrupt. And until you fix those issues, the problem will just manifest itself somewhere else.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. So you're saying even law is not going to help this problem.
That's correct.
Yeah. We're dealing with a moral issue. And this is what I've said about so many of the things we're dealing with in this day and age. And this generation is really no different. Thanks for your call there, Stan. All these are hard issues. And yes, are there law and order aspects of this that need to be addressed? No question about it. And yet at the same time, you know, if the heart is not dealt with, ultimately the corruption in our hearts is going to manifest themselves in all of it. It's going to manifest itself in our public policy. There's no way around that. Jerry, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Vance. Just a quick question. I keep hearing this ad about Medicaid that Cooper's running and that Tillis wants to get rid of it. My only problem I have, they say it's going to eliminate health care for a lot of people. And I thought that was the point of the Affordable Care Act, was to make sure that everybody had insurance. So maybe I'm not knowing the law. I don't know. But it just seems like they're picking cotton.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. What would you like to see and hear?
Well, I think it's fine if people get medical coverage if they need it. But I don't think we should be doing it with Medicaid, because Medicaid, to me, just encourages unemployment and, I don't want to be snotty, sloth.
Yep.
You know?
This is part of the incentive. You know, one of the things I find interesting, I just have to throw this out there, Jerry. I've met a number of people just in the past few months who've told me part of their journey includes homelessness. And there's no question in my mind, when I've heard them share their stories, what motivated them to get out of where they were was the depths that they had sunk to. They realized, wow, I've got to get off my rear end and get something done. There's an incentive there. And much of what the government has done is they've taken that incentive away so that people don't have to be motivated. And, you know, this is not, you know, I'm not being heartless here, but the same part of what we've got to understand is some of these incentives are necessary for people to do better. And if you take that incentive away, are we really helping people long term? That's what we have to ask, Jerry.
Well, you know, one thing people, especially with all these ads, that they need to understand is that right now we're in a unique situation in our country, as we all know. And I'll be honest, I'm a fairly well-to-do person, and I'm in the middle of a divorce, and I don't have any money. So, you know, fortunately, I'm old enough, and I've got Medicare. But this situation is not an ending. And at some point, it's going to settle down. And if we put all these things in place that we have managed to put in under better control over the years, and take us right back to the old good old days, I think it's going to be very hard to undo some of the changes they're doing that are likely to hurt people and the economy.
Yep. These are long-term issues, Jerry. Thanks very much for your call. You know, I think about all these programs that have been started, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and you know the long-term financial issues that these programs present for the country. You know, they're well-intentioned, but they're not sustainable based on the system that we have right now. Coming up, we'll have a conversation about what's happening with the 2020 election, but also what's happening to this country and sports. The NBA learning a pretty painful and expensive lesson. This texter says, Cunningham's belief and support of socialist policies and his support of killing babies. That's what bothers me most. Also this, Vince, your hooker question. Most politicians are prostitutes already. let us see here. There are others of interest here as the text line continues to scroll. Including this. Vince, as you say, the country is growing less moral. It's the church's failure. The perfect evil attack, the coronavirus, has been the spirit of fear, the silencing of the righteous, the muzzling of the truth. The church must repent and then lead by example. No sin greater than another. We all sin. I don't care what somebody does in their personal time as long as it's not harming others. Another person here chiming in on the point raised earlier. Vince, I would argue Washington's full of corrupt hooker, political hookers, with a much lower set of morals than your average street hooker. Okay. Vince, what is so disgusting? The lack of moral fiber, decency, and decorum of these Democrats. Vince, about abortion. Simply, if you want to ride the bus, you have to pay the fare. In this day and age, with all the birth control methods, and abortion is not a birth control method, there should be no unwanted pregnancies. And if there is, there are thousands of parents who want a child but can't have one. Adoption is not an evil word. No, it's not. But the self-control to follow through on what you've communicated here is, well, it's apparently lacking. And I think this is one of the dirty secrets of the abortion issue for us men. It's convenient for us because if there's a baby that was unexpected, unplanned, the woman can just get rid of it and she bears all the consequence. You know, we can pay money. Hey, here's $75, whatever it costs. Go do your thing and we move on with our lives. That's the dirty secret. Us guys like the convenience. Let's talk about the NBA. Viewership down nearly 70%. How many of you were watching the NBA Finals? How many of you care? Interesting discussion yesterday evening on Tucker Carlson's show. I love his show. He's probably my favorite person on Fox News Channel now. I love his no-nonsense, no-cult stuff on his show. It's just clean, dealing with facts, dealing with truth, and I understand why. There are actually people calling for him to run for president in 2024. Go figure. Seems like a genuinely nice guy as well. Let's talk about the NBA. One of the guests on Tucker's program yesterday evening was discussing what's going on with the NBA, the crashing numbers. Jason Whitlock is his name. Jason Whitlock from Outkick.com was discussing the hypocrisy of the NBA and all of the messaging, the politicizing of the NBA this year, which I think is a huge turnoff. And he came right out and acknowledged there's no way around it. The numbers, the ratings numbers for the NBA, they are bad.
Yeah, they're really bad, Tucker. And there's no way to clean them up because And I know they're competing against the NFL. They're not playing during their normal time slot. But they have LeBron James, who is allegedly the biggest star in all of sports. He's playing for the Lakers, the biggest star in the NBA. And they couldn't draw flies. This is a problem.
Yep. It's a problem. So what's behind this? You know, there are, I'm sure, multiple causes. Just the entire atmosphere that's been created by COVID. You got to throw that into the equation. But here's how Mr. Whitlock addresses the reason for the ratings crash.
It's multifaceted. Look, obviously COVID's had an issue, but there's no denying that this hard lean into anti-American sentiment has turned off traditional sports fans. Just think about the way sports have sold themselves for more than 100 years, or close. Ever since Jesse Owens, 1936 Olympic, American sports have been the ambassador for Americana. We play the national anthem. It's a patriotic event. This is a total 180 in terms of branding and the way the NBA has presented itself. And a lot of people are just disconcerted by it. We used an analogy today on OutKick in a very outstanding piece about what's going on with the NBA. Just think of Disney World, where they play these games. Instead of Mickey Mouse as their brand ambassador, Cardi B was their brand ambassador. Suppose women dressed in Hooters outfits were strapping mom and dad and their teenage kids into Space Mountain. That would be quite a brand change. It would be off-putting to the traditional Disney World customer base. That's what's going on here in the NBA.
Isn't he right on the money here? This is exactly what's going on with the NBA. We've got some more audio on this. It's going to have to wait until after the break. But I think this is really pertinent. I love this guy because he is, and one of the early on in the conversation, one of the things that Jason Whitlock said was, I'm very much apolitical. I think people might look and say, well, this guy seems to have conservative values, and he may have those, and he may vote conservative. But I think what he's trying to infuse here is just an understanding of common sense and where we used to be as a country. There's pride in your country. You know, that goes to things like the Olympics, too. But now we're at a place where, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. You know, because this is, you know, we're a bad country. We've done bad things. And please don't get the impression I want to whitewash history. I don't believe in that. I think we need to air what's happened, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But at the same time, we're not suicidal and somehow thinking we're illegitimate. We've got people in this country who believe they're illegitimate. And if you think so, I think you ought to go somewhere else. It's really the only thing with integrity you can do. More on this NBA story coming up next hour. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.